Now, today is our covenant day of breaking generational crosses. I mentioned earlier that crosses are real. The effect is visible, but the source is mostly invisible. The source is mostly invisible. The effect cannot be denied, but the sources are not what you can put your hand on in most cases. I've identified five of those sources and how Christ has dealt with them on our behalf so you can walk in liberty all your days. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Again, Proverbs 26 and verse 2. As the bird by wandering and the swallow by flying, so the causeless shall not come. Behind every negative activities around our life, there are forces behind the scene. Number one here is the cross of God. We saw God inflicted curses on mankind in Genesis 3, 16 to 19. Adam and Eve had their shares. I'll greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shall thou be. There are curses. Told Abraham, you will sweat. Adam, you will sweat. You will eat bread out of this. I planted a garden for you for free. You abused it. Go ahead. You shall not serve another God. You carry a curse. Exodus 24 and 5. The curse of the Lord is the house of the thief. So, Zechariah chapter 5 and verse 4. There is the curse of God that's ravaging the earth. But his mercies endures forever. Every curse of God is revertible by repentance. Every curse of God is reversible by repentance. Every curse of God is revertible by repentance. The way out is obedience. Obedience to what averts the cause. And what averts the cause? Repentance. Timely repentance. Esau had no space to repent. The time and lapsed. Disobedience is at the root of the curse of God. As we said in the Garden of Eden, only obedience can revert it. Disobedience demands repentance. For instance, let him that steal no more, so you can be free from the curse. Ephesians 4:28. Then we have the curse of the law listed out there in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15 to 63. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken the voice of the Lord your God, to observe unto this commandment, is that which I commanded this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. These are the curses of the law listed up until verse 86. They can be summarized under trees of heads, like Egan would teach. Poverty, sickness, and death. The curses of the law have those three major expressions. Poverty, sickness, and death. We can all read it and classify them. But Jesus came to rescue mankind from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Being made a curse for us, what is written? Cursed is every man that hangs upon the tree. So redemption is the only escape from the curse of the law. Redemption is the capital cure for the curse of the law. Until one is saved, the curse of the law will keep ravaging his life. Well, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We made a curse for us, a sitting curse to every man that hangeth upon the tree. If you see these curses of the law, they are forever, forever, forever. So they are generational. They are generational. They are generational in nature. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape? There is no escaping from the curse of the law without being saved. Not just going to church, not just being recognized by everybody as being a church person, but being born again. Be born again. The will. And stay in love with God, because love is the fulfilling of the law. Be born again and stay in love. Romans 13:10. He said, love worketh no evil to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling. So work in love, and you have fulfilled the law, and the curse of the law has no more hold on your life. For we know that all things work together for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And now we come to number three, the cross of devils. Now, the curse of God rides on disobedience. The curse of the law rides on breaking the law. But the curse of the devils, though you are doing right, motivates him to inflict a curse. You don't have to do anything wrong. He's looking for those who are trying to do things right to hit at them. Have you considered my servant Job? God said, there's no man like him upon the earth, man that feared God and eschewed evil, a perfect man. So I said, that's what I'm looking for him. Simon, Simon, said, I'm hunting for you. Why Simon? Because Judas was there. Why not Thomas? No. He's always hunting for the precious souls. And what a place you have come. This one place where the devil knows that he has no power. Satan has no power on this ground. So everyone under the siege of satanic curses inflicted through his agents at any point in time, those curses turn back on their heads. It was me, he told, the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil, including curses. Amen. All oppressions. We got into the nation of Liberia years ago, and there was this queen of Sheba that was very notorious witch. from stories, they sacrificed human beings to him, to her. We landed in town, moved in straight to the hotel where she was. She packed out on the spot and left the city unceremoniously. Light and darkness, no meeting point. Yes, sir. Everyone that carried a seed of darkness that's tormenting your life in this service, you are declared free. Yeah. Years ago, I took a witch out, notorious witch. Not that they called her witch, she agrees she's a witch. Tormenting the family. I took her to a no man's land with one of my fellows. And I said, anything I take to do, and I begin to do it. Now, lay down. Lay down. Lay down, face up. Now, stand up. Walks into the river. I said, please, if I step, I will die. I said, die. I asked him a question. I asked her a question. I said, why can't the devil come here to help you? Don't they call him the power of darkness? He said, as long as you are here, he cannot come. Hallelujah. Whatever devil follows you here, sir, get off your back right now. I challenge those devils as one with authority from Jesus. Get off the back of anyone. And get off now. You heard the story in that testimony. The idol disappears.
Yes.
From Nigeria to Ghana. By a word. So wherever that challenge is, I cause the roots thereof. Lift up your right hand to heaven and declare your liberty. You can't force her here. Satan, you can't force her here. You had it now. You had it. You can't force her here. Those terrible idols, you can't force her here. You can't function here. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. Every enchantment against your life, your destiny, your family, returns back to sender. Every enchantment against your children, your spouse, your grandchildren, returns back to sender. Every enchantment against your health, returns back to sender. There is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. From this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? Not what has the devil done again. What has God done? Not what has the devil done again. In the precious name of Jesus, Satan is declared out of the equation of your life. The way out, be born again. New birth means transition from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. There's no way darkness can go for an arrest in the midst of light. When you are translated, you have escaped. New birth means being raised together with Christ and being made to sit together with him in heavenly places. So you are not where they can operate. Be born again. Don't toy with the word new birth. Don't make God your provider when he's not your savior. There's no provider that is safe. Please come under that covering. Make Jesus the Lord of your life, and what the devil just passed by you, it can't come in. Can't come in. Light and darkness cannot coexist. When you are saved, you are still with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. So you are of the realm of torment, of the realm of torture. Thank you, Jesus. Number two, we are becoming to serving God. When God blesses, it cannot be reversed by any devil. God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. No devil can reverse the blessing of God. It's outside their range. It's nothing by any means hurt you. Keep serving him. You see Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And you walk upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and not by enemies hurt you. It's all in the package. Luke 10, 17 to 19. And now we have the curse of man. The curse of man. Number four. The curse of man. Surely they shall gather together. Isaiah 54 and verse 15. But not by me. Another gathered together against you shall fall for your sake. Another gathered against you shall fall for your sake. Yeah. Balaam gathered with them. He gathered with Balak. He fell. All that gathered against you shall fall for your sake. Yeah. Behold, surely they shall gather together, but not by me. And not that gather together against you, they shall fall for your sake. Verse 17, for no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every time you shall write this in judgment, you shall condemn. You shall condemn. Now, you, not God, you shall condemn. So you wake up in the night and say, now, every gang up against me, from many quarters on the earth, you are condemned. Yeah. You face some things around you. Say, no, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And as I say that, the name, can they stand the name? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. So I would say, you inflict the name on them.
Yes.
Inflict. You know what David said against Goliath? When Goliath cursed him in the name of his God, David replied, he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Today I'll bring down your head. Did it happen or not? Don't let the enemy have the final say. Don't let the enemy have the final say. Give it back to them. Give it back in hard currency. Give it back to them. Give it back to them. No one targets this life and escape. No. Because you are precious in my sight, I will give men for thee before the answer. Isaiah 43 and verse 4. Because thou art precious in my sight, therefore will I give men for thee and pick for thy ransom. Can't mess you up. Can't mess you up. There are things I can't say on this platform, but they are terrible. They are terrible. A number of them without my knowledge. Don't touch. Don't touch. Don't touch. Said, thou shalt condemn. That means you are responsible. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness of me, said the Lord. So you are responsible to say you are condemned. Root out. And then they are out. Throw down. And then they are down. From today, any eye of man and any hand of man against God's agenda for your life is declared condemned. The same way Goliath fell, they are declared fallen. In 1979, I came by revelation from A. Allen. The Lord kill it and he make it alive. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6. He bring it down to the grave. Bring it up. Let my people go. Pharaoh, don't let them go. I'll kill your son. Because I must free my son. Whatever needs to go for you to fulfill God's agenda must go now. Must go now. Must go now. Must go now. In the name of Jesus. Well, be born again. Keep your faith alive. And then you are in charge. Do what God says to do. And then he will check out of your life and check out of what belongs to you. When God blesses, no man can curse. So your life is healed. Finally, as we close, self-inflicted curses. This is where the caution is. Self-inflicted curses. Sir, when you see any man, any woman, any boy, any girl blessed by God, keep your mouth. For I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curses you, I will curse. Don't move your tongue against the blessed, or you procure a curse on your life. Don't ever move your tongue against the blessed man, the blessed woman, the blessed boy, the blessed girl, or you inflict God's curses on your life. Self-inflicted curse. A lady shared a testimony here from Oyo. After washing his mouth on the mission, my person, everything went haywire. God, what is happening? What is happening? What you said? Let not your mouth cut your flesh to sin. Let us say that before an agent was an error. Why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? A young man came in from somewhere and he said he was saying some things about this and that. And then God gave him what is it? What do you call it? Mouth odor. You can't open your mouth. It's like latrine. And the Lord told him where he got it from. So he ran down here. You had the testimony. He ran down here. Self-inflicted has distorted many destinies. Many destinies. Since you don't know whom God has blessed, keep your mouth and keep your life. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. Keep your mouth, oh, I beg. Keep your mouth. That woman is a thief. How do you know? Keep your mouth. And God is the one that bless her. Keep your mouth. Now, what is your judgment? Who made you a referee? In case you say it's not God and it's God, you are in trouble. Self-inflicted causes. Is there anybody in this world who doesn't know that tithing is a requirement to be free from the curse of lack and want? But why won't you? Self-inflicted. Nothing else. He said, you are cursed. He said, why are we cursed? You rob me. How? In tithes? Bring out the title. And I will stop the curse. But he won't. But he's waiting for Papa to pray. Papa, just pray. When Papa prays, things happen. That's when the prayer comes to the will of God. Papa can make prosperity happen without you being a giver. This small papa can't make any prosperity happen to anybody without being a giver. Even himself, wants the prosperity if he stops giving. Beware of self-inflicted causes that makes God look like wicked. Beware of self-inflicted causes. It has caused so much damage, devastation and destruction to many lives. Beware. Beware of mocking the move of God. Beware of mocking the move of God. Isaiah 28, verse 21 and 22. For the Lord shall rise again as a man, and will be wrought as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his strange work and bring to pass his acts, his great acts, his strange acts. Neither be ye mockers, let you bring yourself into bondage. For I've heard of the Lord of hosts, a great consumption, even determined upon the whole earth, on the head of mockers. Don't mock the move of God, you don't end up as mockeries. Don't mock the move of God, so you don't end up as mockeries. Don't mock the move of God, so you don't end up as mockeries. Elijah came out with that fresh mantle, and 42 children were mocking him. Go up, oh boy. Their parents have been telling them negative things about Elijah and Elisha, so they came out to manifest it. And he turned back and cursed them. You know why God had? It was the will of God. God will never answer a prayer that's not according to his will. And two she-bears came out of the wood and destroyed 42 of them. That's how deadly mocking the move of God can be. Are they the only one? They're going to do this. They're going to win souls. What is your problem? Let's see what will happen. Well, let's hope you live to see it. Beware, my friend. Beware. Only those who celebrate the move of God become partakers of the blessings. Only those who celebrate the move of God become partakers of the blessings thereof. Only those who celebrate the move of God. Man, I celebrated all those folks ahead of us. But without them, I was going to ministry. My heart longs for the kind of grace upon their life. Self-inflicted causes are diverse. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 23 to 24. They mocked Elisha, and two she-bears came out in response to the call of Elisha, because he called according to the will of God. You won't live under a curse. That one calls for you to renew your walk with God. Renew your walk with God. Some fellows have made some amount available to us for massive transportation. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
There are many more still coming on the way. So we are committed to bringing as many we pick by the roadside as possible to come and meet with Jesus. We give them relief through food, and clothing and shelter, we give them rest through access to the world that brings build their faith. We will bring them to rest.
Yes,
food and money and all that, they are temporary.
Yes,
but life comes from the world.
Yes,
that launches men into rest. They spend so much money. What's your problem? Did they collect it from you? What's your problem? Just ask Jesus, how much is it so worth? When you meet him, ask him, sir, how much is it so worth? He said, my son, wait a bit. If I tell you, the world might be shaking. It's worth the soul of a sinless soul. So if all of us die now, it's not worth the redemption of any man. I'll tell you the cost. Praise God. We are going somewhere.
Amen.
I therefore pray for the discipline required to be free from self-inflicted curses.
Amen.
Receive that grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive that grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive that grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The good news is the battle is over.
Amen.
Whatever curses have tied down your life, they are now released.
Amen.
Whatever curses have tied down in your life, they are now released.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand to heaven and give God thanks as we close. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Now, if you are here today and you want to escape from the horrors of the wickedness of the wicked and secure a place for yourself in eternity, Jesus is the only way. Accept me as your Lord and Savior is the only way out. Depending on your sin, it's the only way to receive forgiveness. So if you're here at this point, you'd like me to pray with you to be born again. Please stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. I'll be praying for you right there where you are. Jesus, save my soul this morning. I want to escape today. I want my escape to be established today. Stand to your feet. I want my escape to be established today. Stand to your feet. I want my escape to be established today. Stand to your feet. Jesus, I want my escape to be established today. Stand to your feet. I want my escape to be established today. Stand to your feet. There are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ. Now, wait a minute. They that hasten after another God, their sorrow shall be multiplied. Come and say, self-inflicted. Anybody running after idol, no matter how you run after God, it will make no meaning. You shall not have any other God beside me. Some people need to return this money because the touch of your life is in your pocket. The torment of your life is under your pillow. It's hanging somewhere in your house and in your office. It's carrying people away. They say it will bring people. It's carrying them away. You need to return if you want to be restored. Somebody needs to say, Jesus, I'm returning back to you only. Wherever you are, stand to your feet, please. I want to pray with you. The dedication does not mean renewed activity. It means the position of your heart. The position of your heart. Please stand to your feet. Sir, you can't add anything to God. It won't work. It will never work. It has never worked. You can't add anything to God. It has never worked and will never work. We are 43 years in this place today. Nothing has been added to God. You better wake up. God is not to blame if things still go wrong. For all of us who are standing and those whose conscience is pricking now, get up on your feet. My mama gave me. That's trouble. Baba gave me. That's not an intervention. Amen. No. Jesus saved my soul. I want to escape. Now, all of us who are standing, bow your heads for prayers. Lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer of faith after me with all intentionality, all intent and purpose. Say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. It's my own choice today to welcome you into my heart and set me free from the power of sin. Today, I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again to save my soul. Right now, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe I am now saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. I've escaped from all the curse of life. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Amen. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover each one of us with the blood of Jesus. The men covered against all satanic assaults. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. 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 Please get seated. Quickly fill up those little slips given you. And then expect a new dawn in all areas of your life. Just before the prophetic blessing, I will close. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. By divine instruction, it shall be our Easter miracle banquet. And just as Jesus showed himself alive with many infallible proofs to the apostles, he will do the same in our midst at this Easter miracle service. Acts chapter 1 verse 3. Among others, come expecting for an eye-opening miracle that will grant all of us access into realms of brighter revelation, bringing about a revolution both in our spiritual life and in our endeavors in life. Come expecting a grave opening miracle that will shatter all choking situations in our lives. Jesus rose from the dead and the graves were opened, and the dead of the saints came out from the grave. We are coming out. Amen. Everyone appointed to death will come out. Amen. Every siege of death will be destroyed. Amen. Come expecting breakthrough miracle that will bring an end to all areas of struggles in our lives and many more. He came out of the grave. He said, children, have you any meat? They said, nothing. Cast your net on the right side. And it was an amazing miracle. The fishes filled up the nest, and yet the net was not broken. Come and expect the infallible proof of Christ risen from the dead. It shall be an awesome experience in the name of Jesus Christ. From scriptures, we understand that resurrection signifies the opening of the seal to the supernatural as our natural realm. It shall be a turning point in your life. You'll be in proper command of the supernatural. Furthermore, it shall be a special communion service, because the first thing Jesus did when he rose from the dead was to serve the disciples' communion. And why? To open our spiritual understanding into new levels. It shall be a miracle service indeed. So come ready for it. It's not just a ceremony. It's an encounter program. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everyone. Lift up your two hands. Whatever you notice that appears like a curse, working contrary to your desires and to the word of God in your life, begin to reject it. Begin to reject it. Begin to reject it. whatever represents the cause of man, the cause of devils. I've escaped, I'm born again. The cause of poverty, sickness, and death is over. The cause of rebellion against God and His word is over. Yourself on the base of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Shake your feet from the dust. You don't belong there. Depression is not your portion. Suicidal thought is not your portion. Fear is not your portion. Jesus' precious name we are praying. Lift up those two hands. Now I declare everyone under the sound of my voice around the world cross free today. The effect of your freedom begins now. Every door that causes are closed against you, they are now declared reopened. Every siege on your lining that keeps repeating the same thing over and over again, that siege is over. Every cause behind your struggles in life, they are declared over. The curse of near success syndrome is finally broken. The curse of marital delay is broken. The curse of marital unrest is broken. The cause and spells of sickness and disease, they are broken. And you are free. I invoke the unction upon this commission that's ordained for the liberation of mankind from all of the devil to come upon your life right now. Any devil or his agent that dares you from this moment goes down for you. Every arrow shot at you returns back to sender. Your destiny is released. Your eternity is secure. Lift up those hands and give God thanks.